sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour today, this Tuesday, April 14, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Other stories that I was looking at this morning, that the data center debate is heating up here in the state of Michigan. Congressional candidate, State Representative Donovan McKinney, a Democrat from Detroit, said yesterday that until there's an across-the-board standard regulating data centers expansion nationwide, the federal government should put a moratorium on any new construction of these massive facilities. McKinney is challenging U.S. Congressman Sri Thanadar, Democrat, Detroit, in the 13th District. Well, McKinney made his statements at a press conference that was led by Evergreen Action and was also attended by Attorney General Dana Nessel. His main argument is that until water protection policies and cost controls are nailed down, nothing new should be built, which is a departure from his opponent, Congressman Thanadar, who is co-sponsoring legislation calling on the federal government to study the environmental and public health impact data centers have on communities. Also, the three Democratic U.S. Senate candidates and most other elected leaders are calling for strict standards on data centers, but not a complete ban. McKinney said, I've seen videos and heard stories about residents trying to turn on their faucet with no water coming out. Here in Michigan, we need to put something in place so that the data centers here would have to have a closed loop system, making sure that we put some protections for our ratepayers when it comes to water and utilities. But that's not enough. 2024, the legislature passed sales and use tax exemptions for enterprise data center developers. Enterprise data centers, which are occupied by single massive organizations containing the physical infrastructure for data processing and artificial intelligence, could receive these types of legal protections through 2050, or 2065 if they propose using older power plants. Repurpose these older properties for their newer data center usage. Also, these tax exemptions have been opposed by the far right and the far left, both Republican and Democratic parties. Now, an increasing number of political candidates are seeing an advantage in opposing these unchecked expansions. We've got more on this story. We'll continue the other side. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This story about data centers, kind of interesting because over the weekend, Michiganders in six cities gathering at separate events delivered a unified message to their elected officials. stop the data center takeover. The events were held in Ann Arbor, Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Traverse City, and Houghton, Michigan. In total, they drew a few hundred in their call to elected officials to act upon the overwhelming bipartisan opposition to data centers. Wendy Albers, a registered Republican and lead organizer of the event in Ann Arbor, said, "People don't want these at all, regardless of where they sit on the political spectrum. Data centers are the most bipartisan issue since the invention of beer." Michigan for Responsible Data Centers Coalition, which is a collection of business and labor groups, is pushing back on the concerns, noting, for example, sustainability certifications, clean energy requirements, water efficiency standards, and ratepayer protections are being built into how these projects are being developed. Artificial intelligence, along with data centers and automation, are coming no matter what. We live in a smartphone, digitized, and automated world where nearly everyone essentially has a supercomputer in their pocket, said Detroit Regional Chamber President CEO Sandra Bruja. Michigan must decide if we want to be prosperous and have good-paying high-tech jobs with all the innovation and investment that comes along with or follows data centers. Relying on our legacy industries without embracing innovation is a recipe for economic decline. Ultimately, it means our kids and grandkids will be moving out of the state to places that offer high-tech, good-paying jobs. To us, the decision is a no-brainer. Let's have it not only in the Detroit region, but all across Michigan. And let's lead the way. Well, Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard has also called for a one-year statewide moratorium on data projects. Leonard joined State Representative Jennifer Wirtz, a Republican from Quincy, and Dylan Wegla, a Democrat from Garden City, on MERS Monday's podcast. Leonard explained very simply, "We need to slow this process down and make sure the precautions are in place." Well, again, Evergreen's Action State Advocacy Director Courtney Brady said, "Much like the rest of the country, Michigan is facing a massive wave of new data center proposals. Even one data center's energy uses enough power to power thousands of homes. Right now, there's just too much not stopping the data center's costs from landing on families who are already struggling to pay their bills." Evergreen Action's latest proposals include setting clear, uniformed, requiring rules so that data centers pay the full cost of their use of electricity. According to analysis by Evergreen Action, a statute could save hundreds of thousands of dollars for households in Michigan. If we limit it to $99 a year, for example, by 2030, we could reach potential savings actually for the ratepayers. Review and reform laws surrounding the authorized return on equity, the ROE, that utilities can earn for taking on energy grid improvements. Synapse research found the average DTE energy customer pays $362 annually toward utility returns on the grid investments. If the return on equity was dropped from 9.9%, for example, down to 8.2%, households could save $71 a year. Final recommendation, giving customers discounts and benefits under uniform laws for how they contribute to the electricity grid personally. For example, rooftop solar panels, battery storage, and energy efficiency devices that could reduce the demand during peak energy use hours. The practice refers to virtual power plants. These bills were introduced earlier this year by Senators Sue Schenck of Dexter and Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. Even the Michigan Public Service Commission in late February, the three-person panel appointed by the governor, approved a rate increase worth $242 million for DTE. This resulted in a 4.6% cost jump for the typical DTE electric customer. Well, DTE Energy was later blasted with scrutiny when 5 days after the $242 million was approved, they filed another notice requesting another increase that's expected to kick in on April 27th. If approved, that would impact services for a 12-month period beginning February 29th of 2028. Michigan Public Service also approved a sped-up timeline for DTE's contract to provide power for controversial data centers in Saline Township. That application was approved back December 18th last year. Attorney General Dana Nessel said, "What we have seen now is that data centers have entered the scene in the same commission will grant them expedited approval on these heavy, redacted contracts with minimal collateral, basically moving the approval process behind closed doors." As the Attorney General, I ask, why? Why is it that we're incentivizing some of the richest people on the planet, the richest people in the history of the planet, to build these projects without them requiring to provide any financial guarantees up front? Nestle said, ultimately, there needs to be a state-level solution to stop the bleeding of our ratepayers who continue to hemorrhage hundreds of dollars a month at the altar of utility monopoly profits. Nestle even took a swing at the Michigan Public Service Commission, which is appointed by the sitting governor to serve six-year terms. Nestle said she believes these commissioners are bought and paid for by the utility companies. So this is a major, major argument happening between the Attorney General and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And honestly, Attorney General Dana Nessel is taking the side for consumer protection for the ratepayers. the customers, the people who are going to end up paying higher rates. Now, there was one press conference. I just happened to catch it a couple of months ago. Out of the Oval Office, President Trump meeting with a lot of these high-tech companies, talking about data centers, AI centers, other things that use a lot of electricity. Trump said that they were going to push these companies to create their own electricity on site, even to the point that if any unused energy they didn't use that they created could then be uploaded into the grid, lowering rates for consumers in the communities. Never heard anything else about it. So is this something that perhaps we need to have the Attorney General contact the Trump administration to see if that's a possibility to get updated here in the state of Michigan, or implemented, I should say? I thought it was a great idea. You want to build a data center? You want to build a electric storage facility? Generate your own electricity on site. Connecting the grid, where all you can do is put electricity into the grid. Make it so that they couldn't withdraw energy, they could only deposit it, which is what basically Donald Trump was talking about again a couple months ago in the Oval Office. So we'll continue to follow this story and see where this goes. But there's definitely people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, concerned about these data centers increasing the cost for the consumers. So again, we'll continue to follow that case. Short little quick tidbit. Saw this at the bottom of the news this morning. This day in history. I love these little tidbits that pop up. They found that April the 14th, 1890, Michigan's Governor Frank Murphy was born at Harbor Beach. The former Detroit mayor took office when the great General Motors sit-down strike was underway. Ended up playing a decisive role in mediating the strike, bringing an end to it, that paved the grounds for the UAW. Michigan Governor Frank Murphy, born in 1890, well, eventually led to the creation of the United Auto Workers Union. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number three. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
For Michigan News Source, I'm David Barr. Just about every river, lake, and stream in the state has elevated water levels. Flooding has become a major problem for many communities, from Detroit to Escanaba. In northern Michigan, officials have warned those near the Bel Air Dam to prepare for evacuation. The same is the case in Sheboygan. In Pellston, several runways are closed at the regional airport, and a portion of the road through the Tunnel of Trees on M119 has washed out. Very little relief is in sight as more rain is expected over the next few days. After setting a 2026 high last week, gas prices have dropped 13 cents per gallon in Michigan. That's according to AAA. Michigan drivers are now paying an average $3.96 a gallon for regular unleaded fuel. That's up 38 cents since this time last month and up 88 cents since this time last year. A person whose prison sentence was commuted by former President